My name is Ketsia Aurelien, K-E-T-S-I-A-A-U-R-E-L-I-E-N. I'm a nurse practitioner, and this dictation is for Sandra B. Latson, S-A-N-D-R-A, middle initial B, last name L-A-T-S-O-N. Number one, chronic kidney disease stage 4. This CKD has progressed from stage 3B to stage 4 and is likely related to cardiorenal syndrome. My patient also has nephrosclerosis associated with hyperlipidemia, hypertension, and the aging process, period. However, cardiorenal syndrome plays a major role in this CKD, secondary to CHF, cardiomyopathy with left ventricular thrombus, and coronary artery disease. Period. Kidney functions reveal BUN of 44 from 31, creatinine of 2.27 from 1.7, and AGFR of 23 from 32. Period. There is no evidence of activity in the urinary sediments. Period. There is improving proteinuria with urine. Microalbumin to creatinine ratio of 90.9 milligrams from 177 milligrams, and urine protein to creatinine ratio of 245 milligrams. Here, the patient was taking Farxiga 10 milligrams. However, due to the decreased GFR, we are holding it for now. Period. We will repeat the CKD labs in 4 weeks, and if her GFR returns to baseline in the 30s, we will consider restarting the Farxiga, period. She denies any complaints. She is euvolemic, period. Her PTH is elevated at 147. This could be related to the advanced kidney disease, period. We will order mineral bone disease workup and further evaluate the trends of the PTH, period. If it consistently elevates, we will consider starting medication, either calcitriol or Sensipar, period. Next line, hyperuricemia, which is stable. We will order uric acid levels. Next line, arterial hypertension with stable blood pressure of 117 over 78. As previously stated, she is euvolemic. Continue with the current regimen. Next line, elevated PTH as per number one. Next line, hyperlipidemia, which is very stable on the current regimen. Next line, COPD without exacerbation. She was recently hospitalized for smoke inhalation, leading to COPD exacerbation, and she says she feels better. Next line, left ventricular apex thrombus. She is on Eliquis. Next line, degenerative joint disease, which is stable. She is aware of the fact that she cannot have any NSAIDs. Next line, CAD / CHF / cardiomyopathy. She follows with the cardiologist in a couple of weeks. Period. She states she was recently seen at the heart transplant facility in Orlando and consulted with Dr. Partello, P-A-R-T-E-L-L-O, last Wednesday for evaluation of heart transplant, period. She is pending their response, period. Next line. Her weight has remained about stable. She has lost 1 pound since the last visit. And reports decreased appetite. Her albumin is 3.5, period. We encourage her to increase her caloric intake. Her BMI is 22. We will continue to monitor. We will reevaluate this case in 4 weeks. Next line, generalized large ecchymosis, which are very tender, period. We will order ANA, CRP, said rate to rule out inflammation, period. This could be related to the Eliquis. However, she has been on it for quite some time and has never experienced this level of tender ecchymosis throughout her body, period. We will continue to monitor. Next time we will reevaluate this case in 4 weeks with lab work and